Order. We're on page llama today.
30A1. Top line.
30A1. Gotcha.
Okay, let's just go over Basil sheet again before we go further, because if we don't have Basil in our head, we don't know what we're talking about here. Let's go back to the Mishnah about Basil. Where is it? We got it. We got it over there. I don't want to go through. Oh, it just crashed. It just crashed.
I guess they'll have to come in person.
Okay. Yeah, we're on Chav Zayin Amud Beis, 27b2. Just to take a look over here. Where is that it? I'm trying to find.
28B.
28B, is it? Yeah, that's it better. Thank you. Sorry, 28B. So let's find it. Basil says, I want to get the case of the Vlad Tumma.
Last three lines.
So it says over there. It's a long room. You call your partner. You call my chutz. Chutz me shen nitma bevlad hatumah bifnim. Okay? I have trouble remembering this. So if it's vlad hatumah, I just want to get this clear. It's vlad tumah. It's in Yerushalayim. That is the one case where you cannot take it out of Yerushalayim. Right?
Yep.
That means even after Pinyan. Right? So it became Tomei in Yerushalayim, and you want to eat it outside Yerushalayim, so you got to take off the Kedushas Maaseh Sheni from it. Because Maaseh Sheni, once it goes into Yerushalayim, it's Nitfas. Right? And so you can do that with all the other tumas, except for Vlad Tumma in Yerushalayim. You cannot, even after Pinyan, cannot take it out. All right. We have that straight. Okay. So now we can begin 30A1. Abchi bar Ada bal kumi Rav Mana. So nitma Vlad Tumma fudaya. What happens if it was nitma Vlad Tumma? And now you made a pinyon, because that's what you want to do. You want to take off the Kedushas Maaseh Sheni from it so you can eat it. Otherwise, you can't eat it, patoma. And now, what happened? Because of an itba bi'av hatoma. So before, what?
What became tummy?
The same produce. It became tummy. So it was vlad hatoma. You took off the Kedushas Maaseh Sheni onto kasef. Doesn't make a difference. You can't take that out of, according to Basil, you can't take it out of Yerushalayim, right? Now it became Tumei with Tumei Chamura, right? And you are based on the rules, according to Basil, you can take it out of Yerushalayim once it's Tumei Chamura. The question he's asking is, do you have to make another pinyon? That's his question. So you're asking, Shabbos is asking, what's the point of a second pinyon? Okay, let's look at the Mepharshim to see what their answer to that question is. That's a basic question. Okay, so it's Chazav Nibba Be'av HaToma. So can it be removed and eaten outside without a second redemption, or must it undergo a second redemption? 2. Let's see here. Now, he writes over here in the brackets. The second rationale, you see where I am in footnote 2? Right after the plain Moshe. The rationale for the second redemption is not clear. You're certainly permitted under normal circumstances to remove biblically contaminated Maaseh Sheni from Yerushalayim without first redeeming it. Right? If something became Tomei with Tumei Chamura, you don't have to be podeid, apparently. You could take it out without being potent. I thought you had to be potent first. Apparently, you don't have to be potent. How about that, right?
It's Maaseh Sheni that's
You can take it out of Yerushalayim. That's what it says here. Under normal circumstances, to remove biblically contaminated Maaser Sheni from Jerusalem without first redeeming it. See Aruch HaShulchan. Okay? I'm taking his word for it. Now it's even doubly difficult. So what's the problem? In this case, however, it's known that the Maaser Sheni was redeemed on account of rabbinic tumah. Because we're going now like Bar Kapar, right? Yeah. That Vlad Tumah means Drabanan, remember? And a Machlokes. So we're going like Bar Kapar. So its removal without further redemption might be construed as evidence that rabbinically contaminated Maaser can be removed from Jerusalem. Right? In other words, if you don't go ahead and don't do another pinyon, so people are going to say, you know what? You can take rabbinic tumah out of Jerusalem after you do pinyon. And you can't, according to Beis Hillel, right? Which is forbidden. To avoid this, you redeem it a second time to demonstrate that the removal is not because of the Vlad, but it's because of the Tumah Chamura. So we're kind of like making an act of pinyon to show that the reason we're able to take it out is not because of the first one. It's a Meir Sion type thing.
Right, but you're actually not removing Maaser Sheni.
Absolutely. We're going to say this in a second. Watch what we say. You're absolutely right. So he answers, no, Meir. What we're going to say is, if the first money is still around, in other words, the first money that you used to be parted from the Vlad Tumah, so Machalayan, go deconcentrate on that same money again. So you're using the same money twice, right? So that really demonstrates that you're going through an act over here, right? Because it already was nifta on this money. You're going through it, you're acting. You're doing something so people who are looking on should see that there's something going on. Vimlav. But if the money is not around, you spent it already on something else, right? Ein machal aleihen. You can't be machal on them, meaning you can't be machal on them on retroactively. It's kind of like a funny thing. You can't say, well, retroactively, I'm going to use that money to be machal on them, whatever. The ein loiken al hamos hashnias. Meaning you have to use second money, and you are not loke. You don't get lashes for eating outside Jerusalem food purchased with the second sum of redemption money. In other words, let's suppose you went out of Yerushalayim, then you used that second money that you redeemed the Tumah Chamura on. So since that's not real Maaser Sheni, we know you're just doing an act, so that secondary money is really not really Maaser Sheni money. So therefore, when you buy something outside Yerushalayim, you won't be Chayav Malkus because we know it's an act. It's a very funny thing here. The second redemption having been performed on deconsecrated Maaser Sheni was not a true redemption, so the money and the food purchase without money is without sanctity and cannot render one liable to lashes. Okay. A little funny Gemara, right? Okay, now the Gemara said, the rulings of Bisham Vizhil with respect to Maaser Sheni that became Tumah Yerushalayim. Now, what about their rule with respect to produce purchased with redemption money? Okay, Rabbi Yonah Boy, Af Lula Kwach Kain, is the Machlokes Bisham Vizhil also going to be with respect to food that was purchased with money of Maaser Sheni? Okay, if such produce is contempt, in other words, if it's not the original Maaser Sheni that you picked from your ground that became Tumah, rather, you went ahead and you were poda your Maaser Sheni on money. Then you went ahead and used that money to buy other produce. That's lakuach, right? That lakuach is going to have, again, Klushas Maaser Sheni from the money onto the produce, right? Then that became Tumah, right? If such produce is contaminated and redeemed, must it be brought to Jerusalem and eaten there in accordance with the rulings of the Mishnah? Or may it be
on the way there?
Yeah. or may it be eaten even outside the city? Six. Let's take a look at this. Here it goes like this. So food purchased with redemption money and Meiser Sheni, or the original Meiser Sheni, if they go into Yerushalayim, they're similar, right? Neither may be redeemed except if they became Tomei, right? So he's wondering, if the law of contaminated purchased food is not similar to that of contaminated Meiser Sheni, then the purchased food may once redeemed be eaten wherever he wants to eat it. If it's similar, then he has to follow the rules of the Mishnah. Okay. Now he mentions here, this is important to realize. Again, when you redeemed the Meiser Sheni outside Yerushalayim onto the Kesef. So the way I set up the case was, and then you went ahead and you bought produce with that Kesef. That's not allowed. You're not allowed to do that. Because you're outside Yerushalayim. Once you convert Meiser Sheni Peiros onto money, that money must be brought to Yerushalayim. You can't spend that money. So he writes that here in the brackets. The food assumes Meiser Sheni sanctity is consumed in Jerusalem. One is forbidden to use Meiser Sheni to purchase food outside Jerusalem. If you transgress that and you do buy food outside with this money, it does get Kedushas Meiser Sheni, and even though you are over on the Sisser. It cannot be redeemed and must be brought to Jerusalem and eaten there. Okay? So that's just those are the rules, right? Okay. So then the question is, if it became Tomei, so do you have to bring that to Yerushalayim? Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara says, Amar Abmona, Mechitza Tofeses, V'halakuach Tofes. K'shem Shem V'mechitza Asa, K'aknar V'halakuach. He basically just says, yes. It's exactly the same rules. Just like if the if you have purchased food, the walls are typhuset. So too, the original is typhuset. So therefore, there's no difference. Basically, that's it. There's a long discussion here. We don't have time to go into it, but really to understand it well, you have to see footnote 7. Okay, I'm just glossing over it, even though it's very important. Halacha 6. Okay, so now you have lekuach b'kesef ma'aser sheni. You bought food with ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim. It became tamei. You poded. So Tanakhama says you could be poded. If you don't wear your cover, no, you have to bury it. So what's this machlokas? According to the Tanakhama, it says the purchased food is just like ma'aser sheni. Just like ma'aser sheni, once it becomes tamei, can be redeemed even in Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it cannot be redeemed, since the food may not be eaten because of its tumah, nor may it be redeemed, so then it's of no use at all. So Rabbi Yehuda therefore says, according to Rabbi Yehuda I'm talking about, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, you cover it, you have to bury it so that nobody comes to eat it by accident, right? Only the Rabbi Yehuda. So now they have, like we see here in these Mishnayos, we have arguments based on simple svaras. So they said to Rabbi Yehuda, what are you talking about? Maya Meiser Sheni Atzma Shenitma, the Meiser Sheni original that became Tomei, that your maskim, excuse me, I can be poted, Hareza Nifta, so halakoch b'keser Meiser Shenitma, in a dintri poter? So it should be a kavachomer. It's one step removed. Why, if you're allowed to be poted, Meiser Sheni, original Meiser Sheni that became Tomei, would you not be able to be Poda Meiser Sheni that you bought with Kesef Meiser Sheni that became Tomei? What's the sense of that? So Malahan, so he said, "Lo, that's not a good question. Why? Im Amar Tembe Meiser Sheni Atzmai 130b. If you're talking about the Meiser Sheni itself, I have a kula in Meiser Sheni itself that I don't have in Lekuach. What's that kula? The Meiser Sheni itself, Yitznifta B'tohar Uberichuk Mokom. That, even if you're not Tomei, you could convert it to money. That's the Pasuk says, right? You have Ma'aser Sheni, you want to convert it to money. You're far away from Yerushalayim, you're outside, convert it. What happens if you bought Ma'aser Sheni? If you bought with the, in other words, I converted it to money, and then I went ahead and, like I said, you violated the rule and you bought other produce outside Yerushalayim. What's the rule with that?
You can't be
poted. You can't be
poted. Poted once, that's it.
You only get one shot. The Chacham agreed to that. So he says, well, what are you asking me, Akasha, from Ma'aser Sheni original to stuff that's bought? The stuff that's bought is much more serious because you see, you can't be poted outside Yerushalayim. Tomer below Kuach, Mikasef Ma'aser, Sheno Nifta B'Tor, Barichuk Malkam. You can't be part of that. So, no kasha, right? All right. Okay. Next. Tzvi Shalakocho Bekasef Ma'aser Umeis. So let's suppose you're in Yerushalayim, right? And you buy a deer. You're going to have venison. You're not going to buy shlamim. You're going to buy venison. Okay? So it's not going to be all the limizbech. What's the rule? What's the rule when it comes to the hides of Ma'aser Sheni? What do we say? What do we say by the carbon? Remember? What? It's not kodesh, correct. You get to keep the hides. But that's only true if you're makiv the basar, and the basar ends up being eaten. What if the basar, if the carbon becomes pasul, then if nobody gets to eat the basar, then the hide remains also, right? That's what we said. Now we're going to talk about it with menagei a deer. So if you bought a deer with kasa meiser and it died, now it's just an avela, right? It didn't shat, it just dies. So now the food, the meat of the deer is not edible for a person. So what does it say? You cover all your dayaro. So you have to bury it with the hide. Ayadora means with the hide. The reason they say this is because there's a thing called Hamad of Arocha, I think that's what they say. Right? Yeah, number three, you see, it cannot be redeemed because animals consecrated with Ma'aser Sheni sanctity must undergo an evaluation before being redeemed. They have to be priced, right? And in order to do that, it has to stand up. Evaluation must be performed while the animal is standing. Dead animal cannot stand, not eligible for redemption. Okay? So that's basically a simple rule. The carcass cannot be thrown to the dogs because you're forbidden to feed it to animals. Since the animal can't be consumed or redeemed, it has to be buried. That's the bottom line out here. Okay, so it's facial kacha because of mice with mace, you cover the aura. That's what it says. If Shimon Oimer, you ponder. Reb Shimon says no. Reb Shimon holds that he argues on the din of Hamad of Aracha. He also don't need Hamad of Aracha, and therefore you could be pointed. Okay, Lekoch Al Chai. Now let's suppose you bought it while it was alive. We're going to contrast this in a second. Ushukato, and then you shechted the deer. It didn't die and become the vela. You shechted it. It became meat, which is venison roi lachila. Then what happens? Nitma. Then the basar became tame. Right? You're following this? So, Rabbi Yossi Omer, I'm sorry, the Tanakhama says, you pode. You could be pode. Why?
So, not different than other things that you use traits of the money to.
Exactly. Exactly. Before we said you had to bury it, there's no Hamon Baracha. It's not Shaykh Hamon Baracha here. Teretz is. Okay, so what was the difference? So before it was food too.
It
became the vela. So it's not edible, but
it's not food. You can't
so,
eat it.
So if it's it. So the point is that once it became shechted, it converted out of that din of requiring Hamad of Aracha. Okay, but when it dies naturally, it does not escape the din of Hamad of Aracha. So it's an interesting subtle point. Not a big deal, but you're right. You're absolutely right. It's because when you shecht it, it changes it from something which needs Hamad of Aracha into a food which does not need Hamad of Aracha, and therefore Even if it becomes Tomei, you could be Pote. Okay, fine. You understand that naturally, so that's great. So what happens if Rabbi Yossi Amri, you cover. Rabbi Yossi holds no. It doesn't convert. Since at the time that you bought it, he goes, Basa, the Zman Halakicha. When you bought it, it needed Hamad of Aracha, and he feels the Hamad of Aracha requirement never goes away from that point forward, and therefore you again have to bury it. A little kind of extreme shita there. Now, Lakocho Shachot, but if you bought already, you bought it in, you know, in Wasserman Lemberger, you went in there and you bought the meat, right? So then Nitma becomes Tomei Harehu Lokaperis, then it's like any food item. Meaning even Rabbi Yossi is going to agree there, because at the time of the Lakicha, it was no requirement, right? At the time of the Lakicha, there was never a requirement for Amad Baruch Hashem, even he'll be Maska. Finally, we have the end of the Mishnah. Okay? Hamashal Kankanim Lamaiser Sheni. So you're lending your container. Okay, I have barrels, right? And you're gonna borrow them. I don't know why it puts it in borrowing. Whatever. That's the way they put it. You're gonna borrow my. I'm a barrel supplier, I guess. You're gonna use your Maaser Sheni. You're gonna fill it up with Maaser Sheni. Fine. So afal pisha gofan, even though you sealed the container, loikana Maaser. In other words, at the time you put when you were filling the barrel, it was already Maaser Sheni. You are already kare shame. That's the point here. We're going to make a distinction between when
you... that you're putting in is maaser sheni.
The wine that I put into the barrel is maaser sheni. And therefore, it's never going to be tofes. The barrel will always have its own separate and distinct identity, so to speak, as a barrel and not tofel to the maaser sheni. So low kare maaser, it's not clean. The barrel. Zoaf l'soichan stam. Now, if you took tevel and poured in the wine in its tevel state, and then you were kari maaser sheni on the wine inside it, then it makes a difference. Then ad shalog gofan, if it's before you seal the container, look on a maaser. Then the maaser doesn't, the barrel stays distinct because you haven't sealed the barrel yet. But if it was gofan, misha gofan, kona maaser. If at the time I was kari yishem maaser, it already was sealed, the barrel becomes part of that Kriya Shem, so to speak, and becomes tuffle to the Maaser Sheni, and the Maaser Sheni is kind of the barrel. And here's the interesting part. And when does it come off? When you pour out all the Maaser Sheni, you finish drinking it all, and the barrel is empty, it goes poof. The Kedushas Maaser Sheni just comes off of it. It's only Kodesh Kedushas Maaser Sheni while it's being used to house the Maaser Sheni. But once it's no longer being used for that purpose, it just falls off. Interesting rule. Actually, look often.
Why would you think it stays?
I don't know. I know. How does it come off? Usually, Kedusha requires some kind of pinyon. Here, it doesn't. It doesn't require it. And that's what it says over here in the footnote. In nine,
is it like Tashmishay Kodesh?
If one chooses instead to bring the wine to Jerusalem and drink it there, the containers remain miser until the wine is consumed, whereupon they revert to Hulin. He quotes this from the Lecha Shlomo. Interesting rule. Anyway, now final part of the Mishnah is talking about Truma. It switches topics, even though it's not clear in the Mishnah at all that it's doing that. It says, Achela Gofan, if it was truma that was filled up in these barrels, and you had not sealed them, right? Olas bechor meyo, so they can be bottle. Misha gafon. But if after he sealed them, this has nothing to do with Kriya Shem. Now we're talking about. You have a truma barrel. Is the barrel included in the truma? Is it tuffle to the truma or not tuffle to the truma? So as long as it's filled with truma, you poured in truma originally. If you haven't sealed the barrel is separate and distinct. Once you seal the barrel and it's containing the truma, then Makatras Kol Shein. So in other words, if it's bottle like Truma usually is in 101, but if you seal the barrel and it's filled with, it's a Dover Choshev, and a Dover Choshev is not bottle even be'elef. That's what it says. Shulagofan, Torah Meyachas Al Kol. And the second thing is, when it comes to actually being Torah, the Truma, as long as it's open, you can be Torah from one on other barrels, even though they're not next, they're not Mu'urav, but you can be Torah from one or the other.
Close,
right. That's the end. Thank you.